Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, see on Twitter, and hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that the word of the Lord is going forth on today. I hope everybody fell backwards, amen. You know, we spring forward and fall backwards, so I hope everyone set their clock. Glory to God, hallelujah, because there's a new time, amen. You want to make sure you don't go to work too early, you want to make sure you don't go too late. Glory to God, hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead, amen, at the time and get into my message on today. You know, we all have trials and troubles and tribulations that we go through, but, you know, God is still able. He's able to take care of anything that we go through. So don't count him out. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you get overexcited about certain things that's happening, you know, and you can see everybody else, they're doing this and they're doing that and they're doing this, and then you want to do it. But here's the thing. Have you talked? Have you had a little talk with Jesus and see if that's what he wants you to do? Because you can get so carried away in doing things everybody else is doing and seeing what everybody else is doing, and they're living a good life, but you don't know what's going on behind them closed doors. They could be catching pure W-H-E-L-L. Y'all know what that means. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So make sure you're doing what he's calling you to do and not what man is calling you to do and not what you want to do. You know, there's this one person, amen, and they always say, well, you know what? I'm going to ask God, can I do it? That's okay. Glory to God. He says, seek ye every word in prayer. Seek ye everything in prayer to make sure that you're on the right track. Hallelujah. Make sure you aren't just doing something so you know what? I want to do this, and I just want to do that, and I want to do this. Because if I had all them eyes in me, eyes probably would be somewhere, amen, pushing up daisies. Glory to God. That's why you have to make sure that you seek God. I know he don't mind you eating and doing different things like that, but you have to eat. You have, you know, drink fluids, plenty of fluids, and eat healthy. But just make sure if you're planning on doing something, you're making a big purchase, or it's something that you feel like you just got to do, make sure you done prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in the word of God to see if he wants you to do it. Because if you don't, then you're out of order, and then you get yourself in a mess. But, you know, God is always able to give you an answer. So I want you to always stay prayed up. Always ask him before you break out and do something. Hallelujah. You know, this is the season you have to approach it with caution. And I say it again. I hear it. Approach this season with caution. Hallelujah. Don't just think because I think it, I'm going to do it. Don't just think because I think I might want to do it, I'm just going to do it. Make sure. And he says, yes. Because that was this particular thing that I wanted to do, and he said, no. I said, okay, well, I'm done with that, and let's move on. You know, when you got that Holy Spirit living on the inside, it'll give you an answer, yes or no. And if he said no, then keep it moving. But if he said yes, then you go forth with it. Amen. Let's go ahead and get ready to get started here. I want to make sure, amen, that everyone understand this ministry is on the one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rounds and Pastor Joseph Rounds, amen, one word from the Lord, hallelujah. You need to tune in, amen, every Tuesday and hear what the Lord is saying, because they give some powerful, powerful, powerful messages. And if you miss it, you can always go back and hear it on demand. First of all, they come on Tuesday. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a mentor, marriage counsel, a spiritual leader, a coach, I want you to go on Facebook and inbox them and let them know that what the need is. Make sure you leave some contact information so they can get back with you. So, you know, everybody going to need somebody at some point. Amen. Just because you think because people in ministry, they don't need nobody. Yes, you know, yes. Everybody needs somebody. But you want the right somebody, right? Glory to God. So get in touch with them. Amen. Just hit them up. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. And you can leave them a message there and they'll get back with you. Amen. Glory to God. And if you move on down, on Wednesday night, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time every Wednesday. Make sure you tune in. Awesome praying woman of God. Awesome woman of God who preaches, prays, and sings the word of God. Glory to God. You can hear the Spirit of the Lord moving in her melodies. Glory to God. You know, some people say, well, you know what? They can't sing. Hallelujah. But understand, when the anointing is in it, it sounds the way God wants it to sound. Glory to God. Understand, everybody that sings, do you really hear the anointing in it? I'll let y'all answer that. You're going to answer in your own personal house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when you know that God is in it, then guess what? It's okay because he's sending his songs out in the atmosphere to break up some stuff and root up some stuff. You know, because you can hear the anointing that's on a song. You're listening at the words also, but you can hear in the voice. The angel is carrying it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he wants to break up some stuff. So listen, amen, and see if you can feel the anointing that's on the song that is being sung, glory to God, other than just the person. Hallelujah. So sometimes you can look at the person and you miss it. Glory to God. But her songs are so anointed. It's awesome. Just awesome. Glory to God. Her preaching, just awesome. Prayers, oh my God, off the chain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want you to make sure you tune in now every Wednesday night at 6:30 Central Standard Time. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and I am the first Hour of Power. And this show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in and call a neighbor, call a friend, and tell them to listen in, amen, to the prophet coming, amen, to bring the word of God to you. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure that you tune in and hear what the Lord is saying. Awesome woman of God who preaches the word of God, who tells it just like he gives it to her. It's not about, amen, hallelujah, what I think, you think, nobody thinks. It's about the way that God gives it to her to deliver the message. So I encourage you to listen. Hallelujah. Now just think about it. If all the messages were the same, everyone turned out the same message. All of it's supposed to be connected to the get together in the spirit realm. But it's going to be a different message, but it's on the same page. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if everybody gave the same message, you're like, okay, I done heard that before. Okay, I done heard that before. You know? But it's different meanings to the message. And he's pouring it out in these last evil days. So you go over and hear what the Lord is giving her. Amen. For that whole hour. Amen. And I also want to encourage you to become a partner. And in becoming a partner, you will receive many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. And you can become a partner. If you don't understand how to become a partner, you can go over on Facebook and inbox any of us and we can tell you. And I know you know somebody that can give you a number that you can call also, amen, to go ahead and hook up and get, amen, in why where you can fit in. That's just what I want to say. Hallelujah. So you can get in and get what you need. It's only $25. Come on now. You know, we spend more than that. Glory to God. I know I ordered out not long ago, and it was over $25. And I'm like, Lord, let me look at this again. What did I get? But glory to God. Hallelujah. It was good anyway. That's the way it works. Hallelujah. So we keep those announcements in mind, and we're going to go ahead. And first of all, I'm going to open up my prayer line. Amen. If you desire prayer at this time, you go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God is moving by his faith, by his power, and by his spirit, says the Lord. come on and get in and let's be, amen, on one accord and hear what the Lord is saying, so he don't want nobody left out in this season, because you know whatever you're doing in this season, you don't want to get left out. Amen. Glory to God. Let me see if anybody pressed the one. If not, then we're going to go ahead on. Hallelujah. I want you to go ahead and turn with me to Exodus chapter 16. Exodus 16, and my title of my message is, I Won't Complain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low, I can hardly see the road. I'll ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they cannot see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. The Lord has been so good to me. He's been so good to me. More than this old world or you could ever be. He's been so good to me. He dried all of my tears away and turned my midnight into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. You know you've been lied on. Thank you, Lord. The bills are due. Thank you, Lord. People don't care nothing about you. Thank you, Lord. You're wrecking with pain in your body. Thank you, Lord. You've been in the hospital. Just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we ask you, God, to give us strength, Lord God, where we needed it, Lord, so we won't complain, Lord God, for the things that you're doing, Lord, and the things that you have done. We know it may not be, Lord, what we ask for, but God, you'll give us what you, when you see fit for us to have, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and I pray for everyone on this line, God. Give them strength to go forward and do your will, Lord God. Let it be every trial, Lord God, that they had. Let it be a testimony to get someone else healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know you're everywhere and in everything that we need you to be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask for forgiveness, Lord God, if we have complained and you fed us, Lord God. We may not have had the stake. We may not have had what we want, but Lord, we had everything that we needed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Father, for everything and in all things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for help, Lord God, on this line on today and strength up in the name of Jesus. We say, bring them up, Lord God. Bring them out of the dead, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, tell them to take up. Oh, my God, and walk forth. Oh, my Lord, and be delivered and healed and set free, Lord God, from every nervous condition, Lord God, from every, Lord God, oh, my God, every mind, bond, and spirit. The enemy is trying to trick you, so don't let it trick you. Continue to read the word of God and know that he's there all the time, and he will not leave you nor forsake you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Make it personal when you pray to the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for each and every, Lord God, every parent, Lord God. We pray for the parents on these days, Lord. We pray that they be parents, Lord God. And we pray for marriages. Strengthen them, Lord, where they're weak. Build them where they're torn down. Because the enemy wants to fight them, Lord God. He wants to sift them, Lord God, like we. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We give you glory, oh God. We praise your heavenly name on high. Because we know if it had not been for you on our side, Lord, what would we have done in this season in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Don't let them, Lord, mistake, Lord God. Oh, my God, our weakness, Lord God. Oh, my God, is just being meek in the name of Jesus, oh, Father. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, for ministers all across the nation, those that you're raising up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to teach and preach the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing all across the nation, Lord God, those that need healing in their mind, Lord, and those, Lord God, that need healing from church hurt, those that need healing from relationships, those that need healing from sickness, those that need healing for disease, those that need healing for financial needs, those that need a healing, God, in the name of Jesus, where they don't even know that they need a healing, God. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree it and declare it on today that they are healed, healthy, whole, and set free. The enemy will not have their mind. He will not have their health. He will not diggle around in their finances anymore in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Father, we shut every enemy mouth right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. They're trying to make them think that all the preachers want and all the pastors want and all the everybody wants is their money, because that's what they're thinking, huh? In the name of Jesus, let them know that they can't pay for the word, but they can help the ministry to go forth into a new day and a new dawn, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, Lord God, all the thinking, Lord God, we shut it down right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. And we give you glory, Lord. We give you praise on high, because we know if it had not been for you, Lord, nothing will be done and nothing can be done except you allow certain things to be done. Father God, everyone, Lord God, that's going through troubles and trials on this day, strengthen them in their mind, Lord God. Fill them up, Lord God. Oh, my God. So they have the strength to go forth, Lord, in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, you got to learn how to hold on and hang on in there. Glory to God. Like I was telling you, things will happen. Things happen. People happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know what? God is not worried and concerned about none of that, because he got it all. Hallelujah. He got everything in his whole hand. Hallelujah. You know, he made the whole world. He made everything in the world. So he already know what your need is. All you got to do is just ask. He's going to give it to you. Now, understand, you know, I hear this. You know, there is something we have to do also. Now, I'm going to say, hallelujah. If you're still in your tithes and your offerings, steal no more. This is not the season to steal no more. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't steal anymore. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. But you want him to bless you and bless you real good. Hallelujah. So don't steal anymore. But but preacher, I have to go to the mall and I have to buy. No, you don't have to do that every time. Learn how to wear what you got. Learn how to do with what you got. It ain't that you don't have anything. I know. You know, you got clothes. Hallelujah. You got shoes. Hallelujah. Yeah, you may need a new pair at times. I understand that. Hallelujah. But don't spend all your time with money and stuff at the malls and stuff like that. Now is the time for you to make sure that you don't steal from God. Hallelujah. Because you're expecting him to do you, amen, glory to God. But what are you doing for him? Hallelujah. Yeah, I hear you said, I'm serving him. Yes, I got that. But it takes more. You got to go beyond that. You know, most of the time where I see where people be lack at it is they say they trust God for the healing. Yes, but they don't trust him enough to give him his money. You know, when you give your money, just take your hands off. It's done. This is a done deal. You don't worry about what they're doing with it and how they spend. Don't worry about that. All you're doing is you're obeying and doing what he says to. So if you're on that side and doing everything you know how to do, then God gonna do his. He said, hold up, Jesus. Hold up. Wait a minute. You know, they paid their tithes, and they didn't have hardly nothing. I'm not saying to give your light bill, I ain't said to give your rent, I ain't said none of that. But ask him to raise you up so you can give it. But when he raised you up so you can do that and to pay all of your tithes and offerings, I just keep hearing this. So people are robbing God. So in this season, listen, stop robbing him. Hallelujah. Just cut it out. Stop it on this day. Once you did that, amen, and he raised you up, don't go spending it. I just keep hearing that. Glory to God. I don't know who you are. Glory to God. And I'm not asking, amen, I could, but I'm not. Just stop stealing. It's time for you to come on and get in and do the right thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be blessed. Hallelujah. And watch God grow and watch God do what he want to do in your life. You know, sometimes people get all so tired up and they see someone else doing good and they don't like it. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, Frank. What's the matter? Glory to God. Enjoy it. If you do what you're supposed to do, then you ain't got to worry about nobody else. You know, they used to have this song that said, sweep around your own front door. No, I ain't saying that one, but I'm just telling you what it says. Sweep around your own front door. You can't sweep around your own door because you try to sweep around somebody else's. So that's what you do. Take care of yourself first. Hallelujah. My God. I'm going to go ahead and get into the message. Enough saying about that. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. I'm hearing this. Amen. I'm going to get into the message and try. Glory to God. But you know, people get, you know, they get, when they ask God for something, they get it. And sometimes they have to wait a little bit, you know, but I keep hearing him saying an instant increase. That means you're going to get it in a hurry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't draw back. Just keep doing whatever it is you're doing. Because in order for you to get this, you have been sowing. You have been faithful. You have been doing what you're supposed to do. So you're going to get it in an instant. It's an instant. You know how, you know, like whenever you cook an instant grits and they don't take the 5 minutes. Glory to God. I keep hearing it say instant. Instant. He keeps saying instant. You're going to get this money instant. So you know who you are. You've been doing what you're supposed to do and you ain't pulled back on God. Glory to God. You're going to get it in an instant. Hallelujah. Let's move on. My God, my God. God is so good. I'm going to start from verse 1 of chapter 16, the title. I say it again, but sometimes some say they don't get it. Some say talking this fast. I try to slow it down, but I won't complain. And they took their journey from Elam, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. Well, we know we're talking about whenever they delivered, you know, they cried out for a deliverer. Amen. Israel did, and they sent Moses to come and get them out. Glory to God. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Now, you see right there, they had already cried out, Lord, send us the deliverer. Send us the deliverer. And guess what? He sent it. You know what? When he sent you a way out, hallelujah, glory to God, then guess what? You murmur and you complain how he brought you out. Let's just say for instance, okay, I said, Lord, you know, I don't like this job, Lord. I'm telling you, Lord, they just treat me so bad. But I understand, there's all things you're going to go through on every job. You know, you can just get ready because it's just the way it is. It's just the way people have began to get, hallelujah. But there ought to be some place that you can stay and say, okay, well, Lord, you call me here. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to do what I'm doing. And then when it's time to go, he'll say, okay, you've done what you came to do, so now I'm going to get you out. That's what he said, hallelujah. But they were crying out, and they were crying and murmuring against Moses, amen, Aaron and Moses. Come on now. You know, they were complaining. Do you ever hear somebody just complain about every little thing? They go over and over and over and over. Glory to God. You know, sometimes be like, oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. I can't listen at this. And I tell them, I say, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. I said, we're going to let that go and put it in God's hands. Hallelujah. But I don't like hearing the same thing over and over and over. I understand if you need a deliverance, you know, that's a whole different thing. But I'm just saying if you complain, every little thing, they do this, they do that, they do this, they do that, they do, you know, you need to just forget that. I'm going to do what Lord God is calling me to do up in here, and then, you know, it's over. Hallelujah. But Don't you keep complaining because you have to stay there longer than you intended. Let me help you out. Let's move on, verse 3. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died but the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt when we sat by the flesh pot and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth unto this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Now, you know what? He was saying what it was, they had plenty to eat. They didn't want for nothing, glory to God. That's what they were saying, they had plenty to eat. They were good. They had a roof over their head. But look how they were enslaving them and working them. And they were staying in these little old shabby houses and stuff. But they were building them all these bigger buildings and everything. And then they cried out and asked God to send them a deliverer. And then when he sent them and got them out of there, then they still going to complain about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know God ain't going to bring you out of place to let you starve to death. He didn't bring me out of place to let me starve to death. Hallelujah. Because he gave me more than enough. You know, you hear our pastor and our apostle, amen, on Tuesday night, be saying, you know, do this and you command your cabinets to be made full. Listen, y'all better be listening whenever they be talking. So they don't just be talking. I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, glory to God. And they just don't come on that radio just talking because they want to talk. Hallelujah. And they don't say nothing that God ain't telling them to say. Let me help you out. So you need to listen whenever they say that and they tell you to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And, you know, because here's the thing. Well, we're too ashamed to tell anybody that you're going through and we just don't have. Glory to God. Well, you ain't got to put all your business out there on straight street. But what you can do is give you the option to inbox them. And everybody give you the option to inbox them and tell them what's going on. Glory to God. And what you need and what you need prayer for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, listen, I'm going to help you out. Don't go before, amen, you don't go before a prophet without a seed. Make sure you have a seed, glory to God, to give, hallelujah, glory to God. And they ain't begging for your money either. I'm telling you now. Nobody begs for your money, hallelujah, because you can't pay enough for what we do, hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 4. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. In other words, he said, oh, it was a test. So you see, he was not going to let them go hungry. He told Moses, told him to go out, listen to the instruction, follow the instruction. He wanted to test them to see if they would obey his rule. Glory to God. Now, isn't that something, you know, it said he tested them. You know, he going to test and see if you want, you know, he'll give you more money, but he want to see if you're going to see a tithe off. And when you get more, are you still going to go up? Or are you going to still stay the same? You say, well, I'm just going to stay right here, and I'm going to give this part. I ain't going to give that part. I'm going to give this part. I ain't going to give that part. No, that ain't the way it is. If you gonna trust him with the little that he was giving you, and then he worked you up to make more, then guess what? You gotta go up. You understand? Not come down, but go up. And let's move on to verse 5. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. So he was telling them to prepare it. Glory to God. And they were giving them specific instructions in here and what they needed to do. But, you know, you got to listen to the instructions. Now, I just gave you some instructions. I'm going to see who's going to do just what I said. And it's in the word of God, and he said it. So, wait, let's see. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, at eve, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord, and what are we that ye murmur against us? You see, God hears your murmurs and complains. You complain against God. You know, when the leaders tell you to do something, you know, your pastor, whoever tells you to do something, your apostle, your prophet, whatever, he hears you. I don't know why people think that God does not hear when you murmur and complain against him. Let me help you out. The devil will try to make you murmur and complain. You know how to say, nope, I'm not going there. I'm going to do what was told to me, and I'm going to do it just like it was said to do. And I'm done. You have to learn to say, I'm done. You know, because sometimes you'll hear that little imp on your shoulder on the other side, that number on the left side telling you, well, who are they to tell you what to do with your money? Who are they to tell you to save some money? Who are they to tell you to do this? And who are they to tell you that, knock them off? Said, you've got to go. I'm going to do it because I want God's blessing on my life. Let's move on to verse 8. And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the eve flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full. For that the Lord heareth your murmuring, which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. See, you're murmuring and complaining because of something the Lord has told them to tell you. But you ain't murmuring against them. You're murmuring against God. You see, you have to remember, when you're murmuring and complaining against the leaders, you think that's what you're doing, but you're not. You're murmuring against God because he told you in his word, and tell them to tell my people this, because he wants you to come up where you don't lack anything, where there's no lack in your life. And verse 9, and Moses spake unto Aaron, say, unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurs. See, he was telling them all to come. Tell them, I heard the bad things that they said. Now come together and stand in front of me. Glory to God. You see right here, it was time they had to come and stand before the Lord. You see, be careful how you murmur and complain about every little thing. And you know, even in your own house, you're murmuring, complaining, nobody hears you, but yes, he hears you. Yeah, you might say, Lord, you know, I don't know why. I mean, not against the leaders, but you say, Lord, I don't know why. You know, these people treat me like this. You know, something, yeah, like that, yeah. But you know what, Lord, I don't know. They keep asking for my money, and they're telling me I got to do this, and I got to, yes, glory to God. They're telling you to do it because they want to see you blessed. Because they know, you know, a lot of people bless you. It's tied to their money because people don't want to give now. They say, okay, things are getting tight. Well, guess what? God hands ain't tight because he made everything. He can rain down money right now if he wants to. He can rain whatever he want to get you right now, right now. He can tell him to make a man to deliver a package to you. He can be an angel in disguise bringing a package and lay it at the door. He can do it any way he want to do it. So don't tie your hands, glory to God. Well, won't nothing. You ain't letting nothing out and nothing can't come in because, you know, you need that. You need to keep a flow, a steady flow. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 10. And it came to pass, as Aaron spoke unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked towards the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. Isn't that something? Oh, my God. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, at eve ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. He said, I heard what you said. You will eat meat in the morning and eat bread. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, he was finna give them everything they need. Hallelujah. Don't you know he didn't bring them out of there to starve to death? He didn't do that. God would not do that to you. He didn't put you in a place for them to mistreat you. He wouldn't do that. Understand. And my God, why are you putting me in here? And now they're mistreating me. No, he didn't do that. He won't do that. He will not put you in a place for someone to cause harm to you. Not to say that you won't go through no trials and troubles and tests, because you will. Hallelujah. And it came to pass that Eve, the quails came up. Understand, the quails came up. The quails appeared and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay around about the host. In other words, when the quail came up, it said it seemed like it was a pulse on the ground. They had so many quails laying out there. God had already prepared the ground for them. They wasn't going to starve. He prepared the ground and prepared the meat. It was ready. Think about it. Glory to God. Ain't that something? And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing as a hoar frost on the ground. He ain't prepared it for them. They were just laying out there on the ground waiting on them. Don't you know God will prepare stuff for you too? That's what you got to understand. You know, you don't think that God loves you. God loves you so much. He wants to see you have more than enough. He's not going to leave you out there hanging. He's not going to leave you out there in that wilderness alone. Although, don't think that you will never go through no trials and no tests. I'm here to tell you. I cannot reiterate it enough. You will. Let's move on to verse 15. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. See, he had already prepared everything for them to eat. He gave them food. Don't you know God will feed you? He'll feed your children. He'll feed your children's children. You know, what we do in this lifetime, it has a lot to do with the generation that's coming behind us. And it has a lot to do with our parents, amen, what they did. And then we came behind them and what their parents did, and they came behind their parents and generation to generation to generation. So just make sure you're doing right in your generation. Glory to God. Make sure you're praying for the next generation that's behind you. Glory to God. Make sure you're praying that God will save them early in their life so you won't wait till they get like 60 and 70 years old and I'm going to serve the Lord. Nah, he want them while they're young. So pray them on in, glory to God, so they can raise up other young people to want to serve the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he fixed it all up for them. Let's read verse 16. This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating. And Omar for every man according to the number of persons, of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tent. He was saying, he told them, he given them instructions. Gather enough. Hallelujah. Everyone in your tent, make sure you gather enough for every person in your tent to eat. That's what he was telling them. You can't be hard-headed when God tells you something. You got to learn, hallelujah, and glory to God. Do what he say, do, and do just that. You know how some people go and they say, we know what? Now, I understand when they have these potlucks at church. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know, I've seen it. I've been there and seen it. You know how some people go, they get enough for them, and they get enough for somebody else. Sometimes they come out of there, they have so many plates stacked up, they can't hardly move. Ain't that something for them to stack up that many plates? Then guess what? They ready to go then, and guess how much they done dropped in off a plate? A dollar. Probably 50 cents. Hallelujah. But they made sure now that they're going to go. They're going to go and do that there. They're going to go to the service. They'll go to service, and then, oh, they having food back there at the back. I'm going to get me another, have me another next week. I ain't going to have to cook. And I've seen it done so many times. Hallelujah. And then sometimes when other people go in, guess what? They say, well, we ain't got no more food. It's all gone. And then you can't even feed the villagers. Because they done already went in and stacked up. Got them enough. And they could take and put it in the freezer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. In Jesus' name. And put it in the freezer so they won't have to cook for the next couple of days. Glory to God. And the children of Israel did so and gathered some more and some less. And when they did meet, it was an omer. He that gathered much had nothing over. And he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. See, they did. They gathered according to what they were going to eat. And Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. And Moses told them, don't keep in it until the morning. But they didn't listen. They would not listen. You see right there? He said, don't keep in it until the morning. They was already murmuring, complaining. But you know what? God wanted them to trust him that he didn't bring them out to that. He didn't bring them that far to leave them. He didn't bring you that far to leave you. That's why he told them, don't save none. He didn't tell them, don't save nothing. Hallelujah. So he was going to show them who he was in all this. You asked me to deliver you. I brought you out. And I didn't bring you out of this thing, glory to God, hallelujah, to leave you alone. And Moses told them, do not leave any in the morning. He said, don't do it. But let's see what happened. Notwithstanding, they hearkened. I'm sorry, they hear it, not unto Moses. But some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was wroth with them. You see, they didn't listen. Hallelujah. When he told them not to do it, glory to God. But guess what they did? They did it anyway, glory to God. And it turned into worms. They had worms in it, and it was stinking. So you see, when God can give you some instruction and your leader tell you to do something, then you just do it. You don't know what's going to come behind all that. Hallelujah. If you've done what you're supposed to do, don't worry about it, because God's going to take care of you. He's going to watch after you. This is not a time to give up on what he can do. So stop the murmuring and complaining. Say, I won't complain, Lord. I'm going to pray, believe you, and I'm going to let everything else go. Wow. Everyone and everything that's trying to tie you down, say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to let that go, and I'm not going to complain. I don't care what the devil try to bring to you. You better have enough sense. You better have enough strength to say, devil, you better get behind me, because you ain't got no root up in here. You better know that you know that you know. If your body's racking with pain, say, I have to go on with the ministry. I cannot fall back on the curve. Even though they say you can't sin, you can't preach, you can't do none of that, but you're living a righteous lifestyle. It don't matter what they say or what they don't say. You better learn to walk with Jesus and walk with him in the fullness of this life, because you're living this life to see again. People will tell you, well, when your dad is done, that you're not so. Hallelujah. He said a dad will rise first, right? So be careful. And he's going to judge them in a household of faith. What? Them, the ones that are going to be judged really, really hard. So listen, make sure that you're doing all you know how to do. Make sure you're listening and get what you need. Hallelujah. And if it ain't what you need, hallelujah, glory to God, take it and put it on the shelf, because you're going to need it. Write it down, because he said, write the vision, make it plain. So you write down the word of God is being taught. Listen to what we're preaching and go back later on and read it. You say, you know what? They gave me this word, because this word is going to come true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may not need it right then, but you're going to need it. Let's see if we can go a little bit further. Verse 21. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. It melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. Oh, let's move on. I want to move on down just a little bit further. And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord has said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and see it that ye will see it, and that will remain it overlaid up for you to keep, to be kept until the morning. He was telling them to bake it and hold on to it, because the seventh day was coming where they were not going to be, wasn't nothing going to be done. And he wasn't going to give them nothing else to eat right then. He told them to bake it and keep it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what he told them to do. Bake it and keep it. Because on the seventh day, it wasn't going to be none out there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wasn't going to rain down nothing right then. So don't you know, when God gives you something, he wants you to spend a little bit and keep a little bit. Hallelujah. You know how some people just eat, you know. Gluttony is a sin. They just eat. Okay, I got it in there. I'm going to eat. I'm sitting here watching TV. I'm going to eat. You know, you don't have to eat all that. Glory to God. You can just eat a little bit of a portion and make sure that you got enough and you're filled, yes. But you don't have to eat. And you learn to drink more water, drink more fluid. I'm not talking about the sodas and all that different stuff. Just learn to drink more water. You will get full. Glory to God. If you do that, and you won't have to just eat until it runs over. And then the next thing you know, oh, my God, I done put on so much weight. Yes. Why? Because you ate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, if they did what he told them to do, they'll be fine. He told them he wasn't nothing going to be done on the Sabbath. There was not going to be no food. So he gave them instructions to go ahead and cook what they got and hold on, because there was not going to be any on the Sabbath. The Sabbath was a holy day. Hallelujah. And that's what he was telling them to listen. See, there were instructions all throughout when he told them, don't save any, glory to God. But they did it anyway. And then it began to stink. And it did, hallelujah, my God, and it had worms in it and all that different stuff. And God said, hold up, wait a minute. You know, don't spin, you know, just hold up and keep that right now. Just hold to that. Don't spin right now. And then there's a time when he'll say, okay, if you want a new dress, you want new shoes, you want a new purse, you can go ahead on and get that. But there's a time when you have to back up from your spending. You have to stop and stay out of that mall every time you see a sale, glory to God. Get what you need. I don't know why, but amen, it's one title of the message, okay? Well, just go ahead, hallelujah. My God, get what you need. Yeah, you can go shopping sometimes, but let it be all in God's plan. You probably got more clothes now, amen, and enough to give away, glory to God. You probably got enough for 4 or 5 families and now. Hallelujah. But you know what I learned? I learned that, you know, packing up all that stuff and got all that stuff in your closet, amen, you can't get to nothing, you know? And I'm like, okay, when you move, then you got to break down all this stuff and get all this stuff. So when I had to move, it was a mess. Hallelujah. I said, no, from now on, I said, I'm only getting what I need. If I don't need nothing, then I'm not buying nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you don't want to have all that stuff packed up, and then you got to move all of it. You got to get this out of here. You got to get this out of there. You got to get this here, there, and everywhere. And it's no joke. It wears you down. You got to go and get all this out the drawers, the dresser drawers, where you got to put it in there, piled it up. And I said, never again. I'm just telling you from experience. I said, never again, glory to God. Never again. Hallelujah. It really does, amen. It'd be rough when you're trying to do all that by yourself. It really does. So just make sure you get what you need. And you know you're through with those clothes that you already got, go ahead and pack them up and give them to somebody that needs them. Hallelujah. Don't just let them sit and stay in there year after year. Well, I'm going to lose weight, and I'm gonna go ahead and I'm going to wear this one. Probably not. Now, if you keep eating, you won't get in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Help us, Lord. I'm just saying. And they laid it up till the morning as Moses laid, and it did not stink. Neither was there any worm therein, because they did what he told them to do. You see, when you do what God tells you to do, then guess what? He's going to honor what he said. He said, I'll give you meat to eat. He'll give you everything that you need. He will supply all your needs. He will never leave you nor forsake you. All those things he said. He'll make you prosper and be in good health as thy soul prosper. Understand, he said, he'll give you increase. He'll give you all those things when you do what he said do and not complain all the time. So you need to stop complaining. Let's stop complaining on today. Let's just learn how to pray. You know, it said, I won't complain. Keep it personal and say, I won't complain. Hallelujah. But I'm going to pray. I'm not going to complain, but I'm going to pray. And let me hear, I'm here to tell you, you're going to be tried in all this. Yes. Complaining, it's going to come. You know, it's coming. It's coming. Because you heard this message on today. That don't excuse none of us. That don't even excuse me. Okay? It's coming. Because it comes to try to throw you off. But you see right here, because they did what he told them to do, with no worms in it, with nothing. Everything was fine and dandy with that, because they did listen to what he said at that time when he was telling them, don't do it. Right here, verse 25, I'm going to read this last verse. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. So he was letting them know, like I said, well, they weren't going to find nothing. But he said, you eat what you got and know that there wasn't going to be no more. So they had to do whatever he told them to do. So just listen on today. Don't try to go and spend all your, you know, I used to hear someone say, don't spend all your dimes and your nickels. That's what they say. Glory to God. I laughed at that one. I heard that one yesterday, you know. But you don't spend all your dimes and your nickels, amen, going to shopping all the time. Just make sure you got what you need. Yes, you like nice clothes. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm sure you got something you can probably give away that you've been had for how long? And don't get in them and ain't got in them yet. Hallelujah. Give them to somebody that needs them. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And know that you know that you know that he said he's going to take care of you. He's going to give you food. He gave them food when they needed it. He fed them. So he'll feed you. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as the word came forth on today, Lord God, I decree and I declare on this day, Lord, that I won't complain, Lord. Father God, help us to stay focused on you. Help us to stay focused on the word of God as it comes forth, Lord God. Help us to hide this word in our hearts so we won't sin against you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, any complaining in us, we ask you, Lord God, to relieve it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to give us a clear mind, Lord God, so we'll know, Lord, that we can pray for other people, Lord God. Because if we get down with all our stuff, we won't have no room to pray for nobody else. So I decree and I declare on this day, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you won't get down in your stuff in the name of Jesus. But you'll begin to pray and decree and declare and ask God to bless somebody else. Bless the society, Lord God. Our children need blessing, our God. Oh, my God, bless the elderly, Lord God, because it's getting cold. Make sure, Lord God, that somebody goes by and give them what they need. They have plenty of meat. They have plenty of food, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Go by, Lord God, and even keep them company, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless those who are sick and shut-in, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless those that are in the nursing homes, Lord God. Give them strength, Lord, and let them know this is not the end. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Bless those, Lord God, who don't even have a place to stay. Those that are sleeping under the bridges. Oh God, and we know the weather is changing and seasons are changing, Lord God. Give them a warm place, Lord God. Give them a warm shelter, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you got to care about others and not just your boy no more. Like I said, if you're always murmuring and complaining, you ain't got no room for nothing else. So learn, hallelujah, glory to God, to stop the murmuring and complaining. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. Say, I won't complain. You in your house. Just say, I won't complain. I won't complain. I won't complain. You know, everything that you go through, he sees it. Everything that you say, he sees it. Everything that's coming your way, he sees it. So think it not strange that he warns you sometimes, you know? Hallelujah. If you listen, God will warn you. But that's when you have to build that relationship to know. But, you know, some just go on. They don't have relationship with him. And he can't warn you, hallelujah. Glory to God sometimes. And then when he sends someone to warn you, you just like you don't even hear it. But that's just not so. You heard it. But they told you, listen. This is what you need to do. This is what you don't need to do. Because God said it. He'll send somebody to advise to give you a word to stop you from falling in that pit. Hallelujah. And have a listening ear to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Amen. Glory to God. I won't complain. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Glory to God. I want to reiterate before I get off. Don't forget the shows that are coming up. Apostle and Pastor on Tuesday, one word from the Lord, hallelujah. Don't forget Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, Faith Come By Hearing on Wednesday, hallelujah, glory to God. And don't forget, amen, Prophetess Martha Williams, The Hour of Power, coming up every Sunday. And then you got a 30-minute break, and the next show that's coming on will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. She's coming up next. Hallelujah. And if you would listen, amen, I'm going to give you the number to the show because I want everybody to listen and hear what God is saying, you know. I know some people don't have, you know, Facebooks and stuff, you know, like that. I understand. But I have all the numbers, amen. I'm giving the number to a show. Y'all go over and support her. It's not about what you say. Just go over and support her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what we do. We are helpers one to another. So go over and support her. Her number is 1347 845-5041. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And go over and support us. You know, we have to support one another in the ministry. You know, so many times now ministries are just, some people are just tearing ministries down. And, you know, people, some people like that, but that's just not the way it is over here. Amen. If I hear somebody tearing somebody down and they doing a number, I'm going to walk on. I can't hear this. I can't be a part of that. I got to go. And I said that I remember on last Sunday. So let me tell you something. There's somebody who has some itching ears. Evidently, he wouldn't have brought it up again. So if they're talking about the ministry, here's what you need to do. You better move out. Move out, move from around them. Because guess what? Glory to God. Now, if you stay out, then that means our pastor said and he preached it. He said, that means you like it and you're a part of it. So just move from around them. Say, you ain't going to sit up here and talk about, no, I'm not going to hear it. Just remember, if you stay out, you like it. If you move, then you know what? You're not a part of it. Because you want God to bless you. You don't want to hinder your blessings because somebody else is doing that and hindering themselves. So you don't want to hinder you. Amen. Glory to God. I don't like leaving the show without giving invitations to salvation. Just know, amen, just know that you know. You can also inbox me, glory to God, on Facebook, Prophetess Martha Williams, and I have another page, Martha Williams. You can also inbox me, glory to God, and I will, hallelujah, get back with you. All of us have Facebook pages. You can contact either of us. We don't mind, glory to God. That's what we hear. We just call we're ministering without wall. That don't mean we ain't working for the Lord, glory to God. Hallelujah. So you can inbox us, and we will get back with you. If you just want to go and talk to us, our leaders, then fine. We will contact them and let them know, and they'll get back in touch with you. Glory to God. Now I want you to give the call for salvation. Say, Father, if you're a sinner and need of a Savior, say, Father, Lord God, I repent. Forgive me, Father, for everything that I have done, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask you, Lord, right now, Lord God, to just strengthen me, Lord, and give me the strength, Lord, to walk in your shoes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Forgive me. I repent. In Jesus' name, amen. So now I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction, and we're going to get out of here. Glory to God. I gave you two of them. Hallelujah. So amen. You already caught one of them. Glory to God. Let's go ahead. Amen. And I'm going to give the benediction. So you can go over here, Minister Elaine Nick. Glory to God. Amen. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome week. Remember, I won't complain. Amen.